The Bloomington Playwrights Project opens their 2007-2008 season with Stephen Cole Hughes' thoughtful comedy Cowboyly. The show opens this week with Thursday, Friday, and Saturday 8 o'clock performances. There's a Sunday 2 o'clock matinee, and it runs through September 15th. I'm George Walker. Our guest is Indianapolis-based director Jen Alexander. Jen's an actor, a director, a movement coach, a dialect coach, a designer, a theatrical Jen of all trades. Jen, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you get around. Your resume reads like a complete list of the Indianapolis theater scene.
I try.
In fact, actually, you directed at Shawnee last year down in Bloomfield, and Cowboyly has been called sort of an odd couple, and there you were directing the odd couple with the Bloomington Playwrights Project's artistic director, Richard Perez.
It is true. That is how I met Richard, and that's ultimately how I got connected with doing Cowboyly. So, and he felt like I could handle another two-man play. Well, I guess, you know, odd couple is mainly two men, but so... He said, I handle testosterone well.
We're talking with Jen Alexander about the upcoming production of Cowboyly at the Bloomington Playwrights Project. My dictionary has cowboyly defined as to do something like a cowboy. And in fact, it's been called a curious sort of odd couple show. There are just two actors in it, Jen.
There is. There are two men. And yes, they talk about how cowboyly is an adverb in the play. And it is this kind of coming together of two men from very different worlds learning how much they don't know about the other world. So it's pretty interesting, kind of a younger Chicago actor-playwright meets with a bus driver that is from the Denver area. And it's an interesting interaction between the two.
We've got two actors that some of the theatergoers in our area may be familiar with. Mike Carey playing the neophyte, if you will, and Joe Gaines playing the old pro. Seems like a good casting for that pair.
It has been fantastic. And as soon as they read together, I knew that this was our pair. And yes, they fit their roles very well. Joe has done a lot of exceptional theater work, both in the area and just around the country, and has been just a joy to work with. And Mike is fairly new on the theater scene, but is really picking. I mean, he has a natural talent that's really coming out in this show, and they're really playing off each other very well.
You mentioned that when you heard the reading, you were convinced that these were the two who could do it.
Casting is the most important thing, and I just got really, really lucky with this cast.
Now, you're working with just two actors in a small theater. It's an intimate situation, both in the way they interact with one another and the way the show works. Are there particular things that you're looking for in terms of pace, in terms of rhythm, to get a little sauce and pickles in there with the smoothness and the warm comic aspects?
Definitely. There is a lot of tension in between these two characters. And one thing we've been working a lot with pacing is finding those moments of silence that then are contrasted by those moments of really quick repartee and going back and forth in their exchanges. But finding those moments when they're quiet and letting the tension build has been really interesting. And there gets to be a little bit of violence in there as well. And that always makes for a good play.
We've been talking with Jen Alexander. She's directing the Bloomington Playwrights Project's first production of this season, Stephen Cole Hughes' thoughtful comedy, Cowboyly. The theater's downtown on 9th Street between Walnut and College. It opens this Thursday, plays Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8, and then Sunday there's a 2 o'clock matinee, and the show runs through September 15th. I'm George Walker.